Good morning, and praising the Lord Monday. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for waking us up and starting us on our way this morning, Lord. We count all our blessings, Lord. We name them one by one. Lord, my God, we give you thanks forever and ever. Praise God for the two beautiful and amazing women, Dr. P.K. Rock Patton and Dr. Vanessa Wilson, for their vision for the last 7 years for the TMC Corps. Thank you for the speaker going to download a word in telecommunications sanctuary. Pray for the TMC family, prayer warriors, and the guests that join us this morning. Pray for the sick and the shedding and everyone in the nursing homes and the hospital. Touch every bereaving family this morning. They need you, Lord. God is good. It's good to be good. It's good to do good. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. My name is Minister Cynthia Cox. I reside in the Bronx, New York. Enjoy your Thanksgiving, and more importantly, share your honest prayers with everyone this holiday season. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Cynthia. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Take it away. God bless you and have a awesome day.
Yes, I will have an awesome day. Good morning again to you, our directional sister, Minister Cynthia Cox, who resides in the Bronx, but she's in South Carolina. And I want to thank you for seating and greeting everyone on this Praise the Lord Monday. This is a wonderful, wonderful day. I tell you, I am so excited. It's 38 degrees here in Mississippi. You know I'm excited. Well, good morning, TMC family. Welcome to the Master's Call. We're starting a brand new day, a brand new week, and we are giving God thanks. We give God thanks every day, but being a special week, Thanksgiving week, we know that you are starting the day the right way. And for you that are joining us for the very first time, let me give you a little briefing on this call. It started back in October 2010 by two dynamic women of God. They are our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, who we call Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we lovingly call our Mother Eagle. And of course, it's based on the Word of God, and that word is Psalms 88:13. It says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We also have a mission statement. It is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And of course, we know that it has been doing that for the past 7 years, and we're looking forward to another 7 years, then another 7 years. Praise the Lord. Now, let me give you our website. It's www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. You'll see where all the messages have been archived there, the bios of our speakers, and so much great information. Now, our theme for the year is in 2017, by faith, God is manifesting our goals and dreams. Now, I know you've heard us say it many, many times, but I tell you, it's not too late. This is the time. This is a new season. And we know you want to start a new season blessing the Lord, blessing him by joining the Master's Call. So we encourage you to be a part of this wonderful ministry. You may want to greet, as Minister Cynthia did so wonderfully, or you may want to host, which is what I'm doing, and then you may want to give us a word from God, and we definitely want to hear it. Send that information to info@themasterscall.net. And you can also send your prayer requests as well as your praise reports to the same great information, info@themasterscall.net. Now, this is what brought us all together, a wonderful, wonderful health and wellness company called Artist International. And it is Artist Life now, and it was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 28 years ago, and we're so excited about what these products are doing for many, many people around the world. Now, to get more information on that, you can get with the person that invited you to this call, and then better still, we have a call that comes up right after this call, and it is the new Morning Motivational Call, and that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. 94005. The PIN is 294617#. Now, I would give you more information, but I know we have a dynamic woman of God who loves the Lord. She is always blessing people with a word from on high. Whenever she gets on the call, she is actually one of the co-founders of this great call. We thank God for her being the woman of God that she is. And guess what? She's a newlywed. Yes, she is. She's still a newlywed. She's got her beau. We call her beau, her boo, Mr. Patton, that's in Monticello, Silver Creeks, Mississippi area, and we are so grateful that this woman of God has done so many things. I can go down her bio, but I'm telling you, it would take up today and tomorrow. But this woman of God has been has served in the military, and we thank God for her service. She has been a chaplain. She has worked around the country as well as around the world, serving the Lord and sharing the word with so many people. She has been in several different organizations. She has been a blessing even in the community once she got there by starting the Joy Retreat. And she constantly serves. Sometimes we don't know if she knows how to stop. But we give God glory for this woman of God who loves the Lord, who loves to share the word. She shares her heart. And we are so thankful that she, along with Dr. Vanessa, started this wonderful call, the Master's Call, which is our telecommunication sanctuary. I'm getting out of the way because I want her to have the time she needs and introduce to some, present to others, our one and our only, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton out of Silver Creeks, Mississippi. God bless you, Dr. Patton. Are you there?
Good morning, TMC family. And that is my Mississippi Queen, Minister Brenda Terrell. Thank you for presenting and introducing me to some this morning. I love, love, and appreciate you, but I want you to know I don't care anything about nippy. I'm going to have to learn how to embrace this nippy weather. especially since I'm thinking about going into some even colder. But to God be the glory, you all. I am so excited down to my sanctified toes this morning, ready to hear what the Lord is going to be doing for us. I said, I'm looking forward to seeing the miraculous move of God on this Monday before Thanksgiving celebration. You all, let me tell you something. Let me go on and do all of this. I thank God also for our dear minister, Cynthia Cox. I'm so glad to hear that you are down there putting where you can truly put your toes on the sand. And even if it is a little nippy this morning, it's going to be absolutely wonderful later on down there in Florida, South Carolina. So I thank God for you greeting and seating us in our TMC telecommunications sanctuary this morning with your wonderful smile coming through of the line. Thank God for you this morning. You all, I thank God also for and honor my sister and co-partner, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. I thank God for her love and support for this ministry. I thank God for my tall, tasty drink of coffee, Mr. Lester Wallace Patton, my husband and confidant. He has been just all of that and more. So I thank God. And I am so grateful that you decided to get up early this morning to hear what the Lord gave me to give you. I am thankful for you just listening and being faithful to this call. And those of you who are new this morning, I want you to know that I've been preaching on choice since March. And the more I preach on it, the more there is to learn about it. And I'm going to be closing this series, though, at the close of this month, which is one more Monday. So if you get anything, just one nugget from it today, I encourage you to share it with someone else so that they can be on next Monday at this same time. You all, let me get right to the word because I'm excited about it today. I'm going to be reading from the Message Bible, and we are reading from the book of Mark, And if you all know anything about Brother Mark, he really did make a mark in history in this Bible. We are in the fourth chapter, and I'm going to begin reading at the 35th verse in this Message Bible. Late that night, he said to them, "Let's go across to the other side." They took him in the boat as he was. Other boats came along. A huge storm came up. Waves poured into the boat, threatening to sink it. And Jesus was in the stern, head on a pillow, sleeping. They rousted him, saying, "Teacher, is it nothing to you that we are going down?" "Awake now," he told the wind to pipe down, and said to the sea, "Quieten yourself and settle down." The wind ran out of breath. The sea became smooth as glass. Jesus reprimanded the disciples and said, "Why are you such cowards? Don't you have any faith at all?" They were in absolute awe, staggered. "Who is this anyway?" they asked. "Wind and sea at his beck and call settles down." My subject this morning is the same. I choose to trust God. How many of you would invite, I choose to just trust my Jesus. I choose to trust my Jesus. How many of you would invite Jesus into your house and say, "Come in and sit down in my living room. Come in and sit down in my living room." Now that we have chatted a little while, Jesus, let's take a stroll up to my dining room, and you have a seat, for I have food for you. After that, you say, "Okay, now, Jesus, we're going to go back to our den and sit and watch a little TV. And then you can go. I'm okay. Things are looking pretty good." You would never invite him into your bedroom, bathroom, and definitely you would not have him come into your office so that he could check out the finances and see just how poorly your finance budgeting skills are, not knowing and realizing that Jesus knows all things already. And even though you were in the midst of a storm, you would act as if Jesus did not know that either. Well, let's look at our story today. As I was looking at our story, I thought about how we normally do and live our lives with Jesus for real. Because this is how I used to do when I was younger, did not know any better and was maturing in the Lord. I always wanted to appear as if everything was super fantastic, for real. And I just did not know for real that Jesus could see all things, was really in all places. And this word was living bread that absolutely gives me life. As you mature in this word, you learn as you go, for real. You begin to understand life so much better. So here we are with these disciples and Jesus. To trust God in the midst of our circumstances, there are two things we must remember. Number one, that we're going to go through storms in life. I told you when I was younger, I thought when I got saved that everything was going to be all right. But how many of you know that even though you say yes to Jesus, "Come into my life, Lord Jesus, you have my heart, Lord Jesus," that storms still appear in your life? Well, God's presence is with you no matter how alone you may feel in your storms. He's always with us. Mark wrote here in this gospel, New Living translation of it, he says that a furious quail came up and the waves broke over the boat so that It was nearly swamped over. Notice this wasn't just a spring shower. It was a storm that absolutely scared them down to their core. Storms come up in our lives that absolutely can throw us off balance. I say the enemy really sucker punched me when I feel like that. I said, God, you saw it. You saw him hit me, and I belong to you. Come do something. Come do something and do it quick. Well, Jesus was asleep on his cushion down in the stern of the ship. So many people think that when the struggles come, that Jesus, even though they have Jesus in their lives, that there should be no struggles. But having Jesus in the boat besides you doesn't mean the storm will not rock your boat. That's one point I want you to get. Just because we have received Jesus in our lives, it doesn't mean that we won't get a sucker punch. But it does mean the storm won't sink the boat. It won't sink you. It will not take you under. I want you to remember that he's with you both in a spring shower and in the worst tornado imaginable. Jesus is still with us because we invited him into our lives. We invited him into our homes so he can take whatever comes along that is associated with us. I've heard it said that the simple presence of anything living may help you to live a longer life. It is said that the presence of a spouse will help you live longer. Lord, I hope so. And I hope, Lester Wallace Patton has said to me over and over that we are going to live 50 years together. I told him I want him to be 50 years that I can think, move, and have my being. Some folks says that when you have a child, it's a living thing, it will help you live longer. A roommate, anything that is living around you, even a dog, a bird, or a rabbit, I don't care nothing about all that. But it just, I'm just kidding. It just says that as long as you are with living things, I say, well, I thank God that my dependence upon living a longer life is not upon my spouse, I love him, a pet, a living plant, or any of that. I have the Prince of Peace, the Lord of Hosts, the Divine Counselor, who will never leave me nor forsake me. He said that he wouldn't. In this earth, in this life, and the life to come. So just as Jesus was with the disciples in the boat, he's with you in the midst of your storm. And because he is always good, we can trust him. I trust him. When the storm hits and your faith remains strong, people will ask you all sorts of questions. They have asked me, how are you holding up so well? How are you doing it? I mean, my daughter and I were talking last night about how many crazy questions and statements are made to people when they have just encountered a death. How you feeling? Well, I don't know how I'm feeling. My loved one just died. My mama just died. My grandmama just, my spouse just died. I don't, how, what you asking me how I'm feeling? How you holding up under this? Why are you not freaking out? How is it that your world is falling apart, but you are still keeping it together? How do you have so much peace in the middle of all of this chaos and all of this mess? I have taken this mess and made it a message. I'm building a message on it. I'm building a story on it because I have Jesus in the boat with me. Not only is he in my living room, he's all over my house. Somebody better come on up in here right now. I invite Jesus to come into my laundry room when I'm in there. Yes, I do wash clothes, you all. Mm-hmm. I do. And I'm learning to cook, too. I have a husband who loves to cook, but I don't think it's right for him to work all day and come in and cook, too. I feel a little guilty. So it's pushing me to the stove a little more often than I have ever been in my whole life, I promise you, since I left my mom and daddy's house. Now, And you can explain, I sometimes can explain what I'm doing with Jesus. Sometimes it's easy for me to explain the walk, but sometimes the storm is so rough until I really can't put in words how I really feel about God's grace, about God's power, about God's comfort, about God's presence, knowing that God loved me so much that he sent his only son, Jesus Christ. And then Jesus came and he sent the Holy Spirit to be my friend in the midst of all of the stuff that I'm going through. You hear me building my message, don't you? And so we are, each and every one of us need to understand that we need to trust Jesus in the midst of any storm as the disciples did when they watched him calm the winds and the waves. I love the comfort that I find in the Psalms, Psalms 46 and 1. I like it that Minister Cynthia always quotes from the Psalms. The Psalms really can comfort your heart. God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. He is ever-present, always with us, faithful to help in time of trouble. I also love David's rich perspective in the classic 23rd Psalm that we poetically use when we are in the darkest valley. That is the psalm that I normally use for funerals. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. The reason David had no fear is because he trusted the good shepherd. And just like David, I would rather walk through the valley of the shadow of death with Jesus than stroll on the mountaintops without him. Come on, somebody, say amen. I want you all to know this morning, as I am closing this message, that there are two things that I want you to remember. Number one, having Jesus in the stern beside you doesn't mean that the storm won't rock your boat. It just means that the storm won't sink you. I want you to remember that he is with us always, and that because he is with us, we can rely and trust him to give us peace, to give us comfort, and to make his presence known. Because without him, truly, life is nothing. Without Jesus, we must recognize that we are living a life in vain. We must recognize that we are just surviving and not truly thriving. With Jesus, all things are better, and they get gooder and gooder, as the old folks say. Come and trust Jesus with me. Minister Brenda, it's your turn.
Well, amen, amen, and amen. I choose to trust in Jesus in the midst of the storm. Yes, I do.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Dr. PK, for that awesome on-time word this morning. I definitely will call you back to close us out with the benediction. We now are going to pray over our prayer requests. Heavenly Father, we thank you once more and again. Oh, hallelujah to your holy and righteous name. We glorify you, Father, that you are truly our source and our strength. You are our Redeemer, and we thank you. We thank you, Father, for the blood of Jesus that cleanses us from all unrighteousness. And we thank you, Father, for just not only taking our sins with you, but Lord God, but you took all our sicknesses and illnesses and all our diseases, Father God. And with that, we're lifting up Kendra Carter before you, Father. We're lifting up Sebla Ramsey before you, Father. We're lifting up Ada Grace before you, oh God. We're lifting up those that are going through trying times with their health, and we call them healed and whole by the blood of the Lamb. We glorify you, Father, for every good and perfect gift coming from you. We're asking you, Father, that you strengthen Kenneth Blackwell, Father, in intensive care. We thank you, Father God, for Mary Young, Father, that has a leak in her heart, Father God. We call her whole by the blood of the Lamb. We thank you, Father, for Tanya Rivers, and we glorify you, Father, for doing the work that you called her to do. And I thank you for standing tall in her, in Jesus' precious name. We also lift up our 91-year-old Aunt Rose, Father God. We thank you for healing her body and, Father, strengthening her at this very hour. We glorify you, Father, for those that are traveling this weekend to and from their destinations for the holiday season. We thank you in advance, Father, for your angels being around every source and mode of transportation, whether it be car, train, bus, plane. Lord God, we know that you are more than able to take care of us wherever we are. We thank you, Father God, for our mother, Josie, Father God, for strengthening her at this hour, and all the elders and seniors, Lord God. We thank you, Father, even through this trying season, Father God, that you will keep them, Lord, keep their hearts in perfect peace. We glorify you, Father, for our co-founders, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa, for doing a work like none other through them, Father God. We thank you for our TMC family in its entirety, Father God. Bless them, Father, this week in a special way, that they will see that it's nobody but you that did the work, Lord God. We thank you. We honor you and we praise you for doing the work, not by might nor by our power, but by your spirit. In Jesus' name we say amen. Well, TMC family, I know you want to share this call with someone, and you could do so by giving them this number. That is 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. The PIN is the same, 957-677-pound. Also, we want you to join the new Morning Motivational Call. Today is Inspirational Monday, and that number is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-pound. We love and appreciate you. We know that you are going to rejoice throughout the day, throughout this season. So I will in turn say thank you, Minister Cynthia Cox from the Bronx, New York, down in South Carolina, for seating and greeting everyone this morning. And thank you again, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, for the on-time word this morning. We will trust in Jesus through our storms. Would you please come back and give us our benediction?
Thank you. I say to each of you, have a super fantastic Thanksgiving week. Enjoy each other, love upon each other, but most of all, trust Jesus in the midst of whatever you are going through. Now, Holy God, we ask now that you release your peace, your love, your mercy, and your kindness upon your people today as we embrace you in this super fantastic life. Thank you, Holy God. Amen and amen. Amen. Go out and have a super fantastic Thanksgiving week. Bye-bye.